I had spent the last few years staring adults in the eyes and hearing them lie to my face. Literally, thousands of adults have lied to me, and no end seems to be in sight. The worst part about all of this is that these adults believe their own lies. They actually consider their misinformed blabber to be accurate. These ever-present lies come in various forms. And trust me, adults can be very creative liars. But the central tenet can be summed up in three words. I can't draw. There are multiple reasons why I know this assertion to be preposterous. The first is because I'm standing in front of perfectly functioning sets of eyes and hands, all of them backed by perfectly functional visual cortices. The second is because I have not yet met an adult who skipped childhood. You know, that period in which we all love to draw and doodle. The third is because I, too, was raised in a culture that placed no value on visual language. So I've had to overcome my own lies, which makes me very good at recognizing them. And the last reason is based on my experience. As an author, business owner, and professional info doodler, I witnessed throngs of people with a firm conviction in their genetic inability to draw later send me full-blown, hand-drawn information graphics, complete with characters, process maps, and their own unique letter forms. By the time I receive these gifts, there's no need for me to expose their previous lie. It has been completely and utterly destroyed. Like most adults, you may be thinking, so what? Who cares about drawing and doodling? What do they have to do with life and work? I hear you. I myself am an unapologetic word lover, obsessed with linguistics, and harboring a deep respect for numbers and data. But given what I've seen working with scores of adults, I cannot ignore this one simple question. Why do most of us abandon visual language and exchange it for numbers and written language when we can make use of them all? There are three reasons why a doodle revolution must exist and why its revolutionaries must find each other and learn from each other. The first is because we aren't being taught visual language, but it's native to us all. And second, we have false beliefs about visual language which can have significant and negative impacts. And finally, the third reason, the world is changing too fast for us to ignore it. This book takes you on a journey to visual literacy through the arc of understanding, exploration, and finally application. This journey isn't concerned with whether you're smitten with doodling or vehemently opposed. Either way, it will be of great value. I did not write this book to entertain myself, or to be honest, to entertain you. I wrote it because each and every one of us can make use of what it has to offer. And I don't mean you can use it like makeup to decorate or frosting to sweeten. I mean, you can use this book like a hammer or a screwdriver to build and create. You can use it like an X-ray or a microscope to probe and analyze. Hell, you can even use it like a hammock on a sunny day to relax and unwind. This book is designed, forgive the cliche, to change your life. It will serve as your weapon against ignorance, a tool against complexity, and a meditation in search of insights. All of these possibilities and more are idling just within reach in the universally known device called the doodle. That, my friend, is why this book exists. It's part of a global campaign for visual literacy called the Doodle Revolution. So buckle your chin strap and get ready for battle, because you are now a doodle revolutionary.